You're listening to the Football Radio Show. We're not the suits that talk football. We're the dudes that know football. And it's time for the game plan, the best pregame ritual on the net. Get your mind right with the game plan. Here's your hosts, Casey and Dave.
Hello and welcome to the game plan. Casey Mellon here with Dave Hewitt. And if you love football and fantasy football like we do, then you are about to be completely stoked. We're going to let you know about an event that is the first of its kind. We're inviting all of you to the biggest fantasy football party in the world. Combine your fantasy and reality into one awesome Southern California weekend. It's the National Fantasy Football Convention. It's a jam-packed, three-day, highly interactive fantasy football-focused series of events, exhibits, performances, and parties. This is going to be amazing. At the NFFC, you could throw the pigskin around with active NFL players, learn draft strategies from fantasy gurus. Dude, face off in a head-to-head Madden match against a player who is actually in the game. So much more. You're also going to be able to join countless NFL players, fantasy experts, and celebrity guests at the ultimate weekend experience for passionate football fans. Dude, I'm getting so stoked. And we are very pleased to be joined by Andy Albert, the co-creator and executive director of the National Fantasy Football Convention. Andy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys taking the time.
All right, Andy, for the listeners that are hearing about the National Fantasy Football Convention for the first time, can you tell them a little bit more about the event?
Well, it's something we came up with. We felt that there's a need for fans and players to actually hang out and meet each other. There's nothing really of its kind. We kind of thought of the idea of you can go to a Cowboy game, spend $1,000, and you don't get to meet a player. So what we wanted to do at a price point that's affordable for almost everybody is bring something together. So we came up with this idea of this big fantasy convention, kind of like a Comic-Con type thing, and bring 100 and 110 NFL current players and have fans be able to meet them, talk to them, Q&As, autographs, photo ops, that type stuff. Something really fun for the fans.
Yeah, living in Southern California, we've seen how Comic-Con has just exploded over the last few years. I see a trajectory for this event probably similar to that. Now, the inaugural event was supposed to happen last year in Las Vegas, and about a month before the event, the NFL stepped in and put the kibosh on it. Did they give you any warning or any explanation as to why they were shutting it down, and why did they wait until the last minute to do so?
Well, that's kind of a question everybody's been wanting to know, and I think it's kind of a question we're still waiting to get the answer for. I think some of you guys are kind of aware that there's a lawsuit that is in court right now, so there's some things I cannot talk about when it comes to that, but we're hoping to get some answers through a lawsuit and in court. So we'll know better as the time goes. We find out real soon if we have the trial here in Dallas.
Hey, Andy, Dave here, and I was wondering how much involvement will the NFL have with the event this year, if any, and are you confident that they'll play nice and let the event happen this time?
We've been told by the NFL that California is good to go. We're okay here in Southern California.
Cool.
So they did tell us that. So we're pretty confident. I mean, we were open ears, and we still are open ears to do a partnership with them. But I think it's a little sticky situation right now with the lawsuit. Gotcha. So we're just going to go forward as our company, as the NFFC.
Right on. Now, Tony Romo is presenting this event with you. I know he did feel awful about the event getting postponed last year, but he did something very special for some of the would-be attendees that still made their way to Las Vegas. Can you tell our listeners a little more about that?
Yes, what we did, and this was his idea, actually, was he felt bad for all the people that were coming, plane tickets, hotels, people that couldn't get out of that stuff because it did get canceled. They were postponed at the very end. So what we did is we threw a party at the Caesars Palace, and we provided drinks for the fans. We did a lot of giveaways. Signed Romo stuff. Everybody that came got a poster signed by Tony Romo. We also did some gift certificates, and Tony couldn't show up at the time because he had a wedding, so we had him FaceTime in as a surprise to all the fans.
Very cool. Right on. Hey, Andy, since the event did get postponed from last year to this year, what were some of the benefits of having that extra year, given that it is such a huge event, getting it up and running?
I've kind of always took the approach that you need to find the positive side of things. Mm-hmm. So this is what came to my mind is I got a free college course of a year of how to do this thing better. I've never done a convention before.
Right.
My business partner, that's his expertise. So it was really a free course of how to do this thing right. Mm-hmm. We found out what we did wrong on a few things and what we can do better. And we feel like when you come to this thing, it's not going to be like the first convention you've ever been to, in a sense of they're new, they're starting. We think we're going to be pretty on point with a lot of stuff they're doing, and we've actually been creative and come up with some more stuff that we plan on doing out there.
Sounds great.
Excellent. Now, this event, instead of Las Vegas, it's going to be in Pasadena. That's a suburb of Los Angeles. Why did you guys decide to bring the event to Los Angeles?
Yeah, we're excited about it. I mean, great weather. I mean, Pasadena is such a historic town when it comes to football, just the Rose Bowl, and a lot, there's been NFL games played there. I know Southern California's been dying, especially Los Angeles, has been dying for a football team for 10 years. So we didn't know if there was going to be a Rams team there, Oakland Chiefs, so we wanted to bring football out there. We wanted to bring 110 players out there, and that's what we're going to do in July.
Wow, Andy, that sounds great. Obviously, Tony Romo's going to be there this year, but who are some of the other NFL stars that are going to be able to make an appearance as well?
We're working on a couple of hosts. We're in negotiations. We're finishing Matthew Berry. He's the ESPN fantasy expert. I feel the biggest expert in the world when it comes to fantasy sports. We're talking with Jimmy Kimmel as another host. We really want three big names as the hosts. And we have other guys that are going to participate too. Colin Cowherd from The Herd Show. We have Carissa Thompson from Fox Sports. We have Todd McShay from ESPN, the draft experts. We're going to have some of those guys, a lot of fantasy experts, some from CBS, Football the World. Those guys are negotiating with also. But on the player side, can't give you guys all the names right now because we're going to release them out periodically when it comes for press releases. But I'll give you guys a few of the good ones that were fantasy studs this year. So like Travis Kelce's coming again. Nice. Mike Evans is coming. Tony Romo. Tyrod Taylor, Pro Bowl quarterback for the Bills. We're negotiating with a lot of other quarterbacks. I think you'll see more quarterbacks this year. But I'm really excited that we just signed to a two-year deal, actually. Josh Norman, the cornerback from Carolina.
Ooh, that's going to be awesome.
Just a reminder, you guys are listening to the Game Plan, footballradioshow.com, and today we are joined by Andy Albert, the co-creator and executive director of the National Fantasy Football Convention that's taking place July 15th through the 17th in Pasadena, right in the middle of beautiful and sunny Southern California. Fantasy football, Tony Romo, NFL legends, current players from all 32 NFL teams. This is going to be awesome. Now, there's so much action going on all weekend, Andy. Hundreds of exhibits, events, players, prizes. Can you tell our listeners more about some of the unique events that will be taking place?
Well, some of the stuff we're doing, we're going to have mock draft lobbies with NFL players doing mock drafts with the fans. We're going to have an EA Madden Sports Center where you're able to play Madden versus some of the NFL players. We're going to have a Fantasy Football Hall of Fame where we're going to induct the first ever Fantasy Football Hall of Fame class. I think you might see the likes of a Marshall Faulk and LaDainian Tomlinson get into the Hall of Fame this year. We'll kind of tell you about some of the other players as we go along. And then we're going to put it to a fan vote for year after year. It's going to be the first Hall of Fame fans get to vote on. So we'll have that up on the site year long. Some of the other stuff, football field built inside the convention, where the things we had planned last year was with Gronkowski teaching a fan how to do a Gronk spike. Tony teaching the cover two with Des Bryant and Jason Witten. That's going to be there again this year. I think we're going to finish with a bang, and it's called the Ultimate Fantasy Draft. That's Sunday morning, and it's going to be six lucky contestants get chosen to go on the main stage with six A-list NFL players, do a draft, a fantasy draft, and be in the season-long fantasy football league with these NFL players. So they get to go home and say, hey, I'm in a league with, and the guys we had last year that were going to participate in Vegas for this league was DeMarco Murray, Tony Romo, Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, Jeremy Maclin, and Randall Cobb.
So you're bringing your own all-pro team to Pasadena.
That's the plan.
All right, Andy, the NFFC is offering three types of registration for this event, the Expo Pass, Field Level, and the MVP Level. Can you tell us more about these various levels?
Well, we plan on having a big exhibit hall, so we'll have a bunch of new products. Not just new products, but other Pizza Hut will be there, Red Bull will be there. There'll be a lot of products if you're just starting in sports, people that want to get their product out. That type thing. It'll be a fun exhibit hall there with player signings, a lot of player signings. So that's your exhibit pass. Then you also have your field pass, which is your general admission. You'll be able to move around everywhere. Into the, there'll be five different buildings to move in and out of. Wow. And then we have the MVP passes. It'll get you an all access. There'll be an MVP lounge with refreshments. It's going to get you seating to all the main events. And it'll probably get you to maybe a fun party at the end of the night.
Sounds cool, man. And as a special bonus for our Football Radio Show listeners, when you head over to gonffc.com, use the FRS promo code and receive $25 off of your registration. How cool is that? And while you're there, subscribe to receive updates on player signings, gear, and more.
You guys are doing a wonderful job. I'm a huge fan of the show. Just want to let you guys know that.
Cool.
Appreciate
Thanks,
it, Andy. And hey, and we got to get you on the show one more time before the event comes up. I know we're fired up. Football Radio Show is going to be at the event. We want to see you there, too. It's the National Fantasy Football Convention. That's July 15th through the 17th in Pasadena, sunny Southern California. Like I said, if you're planning a summer vacation, this is the place to be. Fantasy football, Tony Romo, NFL legends, current players from all 32 NFL teams. That is going to do it for this installment of the Game Plan. We want to thank our special guest, Andy Alberth, the co-creator and executive director of the NFFC. Andy, thanks for joining us. We're going to see you in Pasadena, and we hope to see all of you out there as well. Go register right now. For Dave, I'm Casey. We are the Football Radio Show.